So I've met a lot of musicians that are in bad health because of their lifestyles.
Oh yeah.
Is it just part of the game? And one of the reasons that I ask is that músicos, people don't realize that when the dance is over, there's still work to be done. There's still equipment, ¿verdad? And so by the time you get out of there, it's 3, 4 in the morning, and what's open? Just Mugrero, McDonald's, you know.
Yeah.
You know, just there's not like a good place to sit and have an actual meal.
That's the road.
Right.
That's in the majority of the time you're on the road, and it comes to where, I mean, I've been in little cars, big cars, buses, and planes and stuff, but it's true. I mean, you know, like right now that I haven't been going out, hey, man, come 8:30, I'm already yawning, you know.
right.
I crash out at 9, but I'm up at 5:30 or 6.
Right.
You know, automatically, I wake up. And now I look back and say, man, how did I stay awake all that time, you know? You know, I say, like, what a lifestyle. Now from the outside looking in.
Right.
It's a, might say, a crazy life.
Yes, yeah.
It's,
So the question being, las desveladas, you know, and all that, that has a lot to do with the breakdown of a músico a lot of times, ¿verdad? And all the bad stuff, you know, that goes along with it.
Well, the way I grew up, I mean, you know, we'd party all the time. The guys that I hanged out with are different bands, different. I had my own band también, and I did what I had to do, you know.
Right.
But then I started hearing about, hey, man, this guy reads and he don't drink. Wow, a real musician, you know.
Yeah.
And it's up to individuals. I mean, if they want to party, they can over-party. And if they know how to just take their time about it and not... Some vicios, either you have a vicio or not.
Right,
you know,
right.
You don't have to get loaded to be able to...
have fun and stuff. Yeah.
To have fun and to go work and to make music without being loaded.
Right.
You know? And this easy to say.
Right. it's different.
Yeah, that's why I tell you from the inside, from the outside looking in, it's like, man, what is this? I went to Pablino Bernal one time because I recorded gospel. I have a compadre that has his own church in Thorndale. And he said, would you record my cousins? Like, yeah, I'll give it a shot, you know. But it's gospel, it's fine, you know. And I ended up going to con Pablino Bernal in South Texas and all that, recorded with him and stuff. And he was my hero too, man. Los Bernales.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can see. I jumped from subject to subject.
No, that's all right. That's okay. That's what we want.
I mean, you know, at Los Relámpagos, people that you know, miro Ramón Ayala and I think, wow, I remember way back, man, you know. And I went to the church and sang and I had a good time, wonderful time. And then I came to Austin and a friend of mine from Chicago came in and said, let's go look for Johnny in Austin. And I went to, David Lee was playing, I think. Anyway, I go into the club and it's like, I mean, I've been in a church for 2 weeks. And now I'm looking at the place I grew up in. It's home for me.
Right.
I mean, the gigs are gigs.
Right.
Pero I kind of, for once, kind of like, man, what a lifestyle to be.
Right.
Because I would see, you know, some people get out of hand, really. Pero there's nothing wrong. There's another thing that some people would say, well, I hate to be a hypocrite, but hey, man, I go sing for Jesus when I want to. If he gives me he's the one that gives me the power, the say-so, whatever.
Right.
But at the same time, if I have a gig and I go gig, that's my job. So a lot of Christians say, hey, you can't be doing both.
Right.
Well, I'm not trying to do both. It's just that... it's a job.
One pays the bills.
Yeah,
and one comes, you know, it's a regular what you want to
job.
Do. Right.
Well, it's not regular, but it's a job.
Right. but especially if people paid to see you and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, it's serious, you know.